George is 63 years old. He has $900,000 saved for retirement, but his job is literally killing him. His stress level is through the roof. His health is failing, and he wants to make the jump now. But does he have enough? And how can he balance it out to make his retirement work? Let's jump in. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our number one priority to help you make better informed decisions when it comes to your retirement and hard-earned dollars.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We are financial advisors here at W.A. Smith Financial Group. Our goal is to help you focus more on your life and worry less about your money. And today we got an awesome case example that might help you with that.
Yeah, our hypothetical case today features George, who's 63 years old, still working, and it's a grind for George. He's slowly losing his health. He's completely unhappy and checked out in his situation. He's ready to retire. His portfolio might say otherwise. And so we're going to talk about some scenarios that could help George's situation.
Man, we sure see a lot of this. People that have just they've stuck it out, and they've stuck it out just because they're, I know my portfolio is not quite there. And then they get to this point and it's just, they can't take it anymore. Either health is driving them out. In George's case, it's stress, it's health, it's failing. He's got to get out, and he's kind of up against an ultimatum here, right? It's, I have to retire now, and I need someone to tell me how to make this work with the amount of money that I have saved.
Yeah. And if you enjoy relevant situations like this, make sure you give this video a like and subscribe to our page for future retirement planning tips.
Yeah. Let's jump into George's case here. He's been working for a long time. 40 years he's been in the workforce. For the most part, he always took pride in his work. He enjoyed it for a long time. I mean, it was everything. But then those last couple of years have just, there's been a major shift in his thinking and his feeling towards it. Getting out of bed every morning is getting harder and harder, not just mentally, but physically. You know, imagine George is a laborer, and that takes its toll after a while.
Yeah.
And what he's worried about is he knows that he needs to retire. It's not a matter of want necessarily. Yeah, he wants to, but he kind of knows deep down, I need to do this.
Yeah.
And the major question, and this is what everybody asks, is, you know, I got, what, we have 900,000, I think is what we had. 900,000 is what George has. Is that enough? How do I make it work? He kind of also knows that it's tight based on what he thinks he's going to need from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, the problem that lies here with a George is it's kind of like, I have to do this. I'm going to die if I don't, you know, my health
can't live
is going,
this way anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so unhappy. But, you know, some details around George then are, you know, he didn't have a budget.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're already starting behind, you know, that you need to go. Yeah. I think in the back of his head, he knows he doesn't have enough to make this comfortable. Otherwise he probably would have went a couple years ago. But when asked how much is he spending, you know, he has no idea. It's money in, money out. You know, it's make and take, right? It's, and that's kind of what he's gone through. He's basically netting through his paycheck now about $7,000 a month. That's after, you know, taxes, everything that comes out. That's what's hitting his bank account on a monthly basis. So he'll have about $1,600 coming in from Social Security. The rest is coming from his portfolio, his savings.
Needs to come from his portfolio.
Yeah. And he's got 900 grand, with the bulk of that, 850,000 of that in his 401k.
Mm-hmm.
He's got about 50,000 saved in the bank between some savings and money markets. So, no debt though. That's good. A key.
Yeah. Here's the first step. You got to look at it from the income side first. So you can't really determine if 900,000 is enough for George and his predicament unless you look at this income scenario. So let's take this step further. If George is going to carry that $7,000 that he spends now, basically what we said is he brings home $7,000 a month, but what goes in the bank account comes back out. So he's spending that.
Yep.
So the first thing, if George isn't going to put together a full-on budget, we have to use the cash flow that's happening in and out of the bank account on a regular average basis. So if $7,000 is the number, he's got a shortfall of $5,400 a month after Social Security.
Yep.
So he knows he's got to take that much out every single year. He's also got to account for the taxes he's going to owe on it, because it's going to come from the 401k, which is taxable to him as income when he pulls it out. And so you're looking at potentially 75 grand a year that he's going to have to pull out of his investment pool to supplement Social Security and live the way he wants to live.
Yeah.
75,000 a year out of 900,000. So
that's an 8.3% withdrawal rate. So yeah. as many of you know, yellow light, green light, this is probably a red light situation. Say to yourself,
what color is George? Yeah. He's a red light.
This is a red light situation, but George has to go. So mm-hmm. it's basically how long will my dollars last is kind of more of the conversation is how long will this last? And so one of the things that I think has to happen with a George in this situation is whether you have this budget or not, we have to get to the bottom of it a little bit because mm-hmm. one of the fixes may need to be, hey, you don't have any debt. So what of the $7,000 that you're spending per month, could you potentially go without?
Yeah.
You know, there's base necessities, there's paying the bills to live. And then there's those, you know, those wants, right? Those desires.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe it's the hobby type of stuff. Okay. You know, if George is, you know, wanting to, you know, be a boater, you know, I don't know, whatever his hobbies are, these are things that maybe you have to scale back a little bit, or, you know, it's going out to eat, you know, three times a week. Maybe you need to scale that back to one time a week. And so there's just looking at some of these expenses that maybe you can either get rid of, or you just have to understand the impact if you don't.
Yeah. I think another way to look at that too, is you can enter retirement with a withdrawal strategy that lets you continue to do all the things you were doing, enjoy all those expenses that could be given up. You know, they're the non-necessities of life.
Yep.
But you also have to be willing that if your plan, your investment strategy doesn't go the right way, or the market takes a big chunk out of that at the wrong time, you have to be willing to let those go at a future point in time as well.
Yeah.
Another thing that I was thinking about when you mentioned that is, can George find something that would bring some income in? To lessen the burden and the withdrawal rate. So this is a pretty common thing, I think. You tell someone that, hey, you have 8.3%. That's an unsustainable withdrawal rate. That can get ugly quick. But if you were able to find something that you could spend some time doing that you didn't hate, because you hate your job now.
Right.
But George, is there anything out there that you could do that would give you a little bit of cash, a little bit of cash flow?
Yeah.
And now remember, George is going to be taking Social Security, so he's got to stay under the earnings limitation there. He can't just go a hog wild and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
But could he find something?
I know a lot of clients that are big golfers. Yeah. You know, they want to golf a lot in retirement. And so what do? They go become a starter, you know, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever at the local golf course that they like to play. Probably doesn't pay a whole heck of a lot of money, but it gets them their free golf.
Yeah. Here's a cool thing.
So it covers their hobby a little bit.
I go through my list of clients and think about this. I have a client who opened up his own personal woodworking business as a hobby.
Yeah.
Not with no intention of creating income off of it. And what happens? He's so good at it that he's featured at art galleries now, and he has a regular income coming off of that.
Yeah.
I have another client who loves to detail cars and boats, finds therapy in detailing things. Was helping people out on the side, created a side business, now details a bunch of boats, and creates regular cash flow income that helps him with this same scenario. So it can be done.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing that you could look at.
Yeah, for sure. The next one that we look at, and kind of a lesson in this, and this is the one positive to George's future plan, is, you know, how important is leaving money behind to the kids?
Yeah.
Because if that's important, then this is even, again, further red light. Like, you can't sustain the 8.3 plus have money left over. George does not care. He's that bounce the last check kind of guy. He wants to get rid of it all. And when he passes, his kids are in good shape. He doesn't need to leave a dollar behind. So that, you know, when living single life and you know, wanting to spend all of your assets down, not in the best of health, you know, that's one thing he's got going in his plan, is that we're not too worried about what's left behind.
I think it changes the rules a little bit for George, if there are rules. Yeah. Right? We talk about rules of thumb all the time, but I think in this case, George doesn't have legacy desires. Mm-hmm. He's willing to maybe find a little bit of side income if he can do that, and find something that he enjoys and make a little bit of cash. he understands he's going to have to take a little bit more risk to try to keep up with his own withdrawal strategy. But when you combo those couple of things, that 8.3% withdrawal rate decreases. And even if it's not still in a green light zone, say it's in a yellow zone, say yeah. it's because of these things, he's able to get that from 8.3 annually down to 6,
yeah.
down to 5.5. Okay, now you add some of those other components to it, and he's actually in a pretty good place, ultimately.
Yeah, exactly. And especially if he can cut some of the expenses, too, as yeah. we mentioned. So either get some additional income producing, doing a hobby, or cut some expenses. You know, that's going to help that withdrawal rate. And if leaving money is not important, then that can help this situation a little bit.
These are always the toughest ones, but I think ultimately you have to ask yourself the question of how bad do I want to get out of this job? You know, because if you stick it out, a couple of years makes a huge difference for a lot of people. But again, in George's case, he needed out, and you may need out too. If you're thinking, wow, this is me, I need out. There are things that working with someone like W.A. Smith Financial, a financial planner, fiduciary, someone that specializes in income planning and helping you look at all the different corners where problems could arise and planning for those proactively, you could be sitting there thinking to yourself, ah, I'm like George, I'm too far away. Maybe not. Worth taking a look.
Yeah. And a good advisor and a good team is going to show, they're going to have that tough conversation with you of what could go wrong. But in this type of case, it's so important that your asset allocation is in line, because that 8.3% withdrawal rate, if you're not at least having some sort of plan in place for where short-term income's coming from, and we're pulling 75 grand a year, and all of a sudden the market takes away 30% yeah. on top, now we're just in a total, we're off the rails.
You're chasing your tail the rest of the way at this point.
So
yeah.
whether you're somebody who, you know, thinks that, yeah, we're in a pretty good situation, or you're in this Georgia situation where it's, I know I'm not in the greatest financial position, but I have to retire, get a plan in place. You can't start early enough on getting a plan in place.
It's all about happiness and health for George. So here's an excellent starting place for you. In the link in the description of this video, click on that and join the Ascend 360 Insider community that we've built. Every Thursday morning, we release a new video emailed directly to you, completely free, no obligation, on case examples and topics just like this. This coming Thursday, we have a video coming to you that's all about how to build happiness and health in retirement. Same thing that George is trying to do. So check that out. Become an insider today. You don't want to miss that content.
And before you go today, make sure you like our video, subscribe to our page, turn on your notifications for the next weekly content coming right here on Rise in Retirement.
That's all we've got. We'll see you next time here on Rise in Retirement.